All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our Woopa for Tuesday, April 9th.
Fantastic.
I don't even have to think about that.
Yeah, that's right.
I know that April 9th is a Tuesday.
This is our first podcast proper of April.
April. It's not our podcast proper. That's right. Our Woopa.
It's our Woopa. It's our first Woopa, of April.
Well, officially our first Woopa would have been on the 2nd, but we would have recorded it before April.
This is our second Woopa of April.
Yes. Yeah. Our first April-themed Woopa.
Right.
What are you drinking over there, Andy?
I'm having some soju.
Are you?
I'm off the bourbon for a while.
All right. Then I'll take it. I'll take up your slack.
There you go. I appreciate that.
No, I don't know if I need to take up your slack.
I feel a little toxic after drinking liquor these days, so.
Yeah, I'm feeling, this will be my first bourbon since,
since what, March?
Since February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
February, March. Oh, so you did. Yeah. Okay.
Aqua March.
You drank in February.
Yes.
But you did Aqua March.
So I've got the Distiller's Reserve, straight a bourbon of a whiskey.
That one's my favorite.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Smells good.
But I'm just having some soju.
But this is one finger, you think?
About one finger.
I got thick fingers. I got to be gentle.
That's a great quality to have when you're drinking liquor.
That's right.
Can thick I have fingers? A finger of liquor? Wait a second. Let me see how thin your fingers are.
Do you have an ape finger?
This is how they get you, bartender, with thin fingers.
I got a thick finger, so I got to add a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Ba-doom-tsh.
You want to pick the bartender with the chubbiest fingers. I don't think they're particularly scientific about how they measure them,
though. I don't think so either.
So what's up with Pat? Coming to the end of his run. Situation. He's only got, what, two more, you said?
I'm feeling pensive, I'm feeling discombobulated.
That's right.
I'm feeling like, and I didn't know why.
Something's about to be missing from your life.
Yeah, you know, I was grumpy, mm-hmm. and I couldn't figure it out because I'm getting good sleep. It's not like I'm drinking to excess.
Right.
I couldn't figure it out, and then I realized it's because my face hammer is about to end, and I'm got to figure out what's next. What happens after that?
Well,
yeah,
I'm just grumpy because of the general state of entertainment. Drives me crazy. Yeah.
I don't feel that way about stuff. I only feel grumpy about the things I can control.
Well, it's like you know, you watch something and then you...
Oh, that
you,
is good.
You were telling me on...
It burns so good.
It burns so good. You're telling me about Death and Other Details, how you're disappointed in the end.
Yes.
And...
Are you getting there?
We got to the episode where the greatest detective in the world admits he's not the greatest detective in the world. He's just a big old fraud. And I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
You've represented this character and he's shown that he has skills.
Yeah.
And now you're just going to say, no, it was all a big joke or something. I was like, where is this coming from? Why would you do that? It's so dumb.
You watched any of the season?
Now, as that happened, once that happened, I think Mariana and I did. We're just kind of like, okay, what's going on here? So we'll finish it. But
yeah.
I'm like, why? What is the purpose of that? It just doesn't make any sense from a writing standpoint.
Well, I think I told you, like, it tried too much for me,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of the things that it tried.
Still discombobulated about female Silver Surfer, you know. So, but that's not really a big issue for me because I'm not going to go see it anyway. So
you'll go see,
you know,
Fantastic Four.
I didn't see Loki season 2. I didn't watch Echo. I would not have gone to see the Marvels if Mariana had not made me because she wanted to see it.
All right. Well, I will see it until you have Fantastic.
And
is.
I did go see Madam Web.
How four stick?
I did go see it without Madam Web without. Through no pressure of Mariana, because Xander wanted to go see a movie, and that was the only thing that was playing that was new. So, some of these movies...
We're in, like, the golden season.
Yeah. Some of these movies benefit from the fact that there's so little coming out.
Yes.
Like, they get a little extra viewing because people just want to go to a movie. Like, if I'm any indication, they just want to go see a movie, and that's the only thing that's out that seems in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I don't think I need chicken fingers anymore.
I've been burping up that burger since we left.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, that's the first time I've had fries in a very long time.
I was disappointed. I got the sense that my my chicken fingers had been sitting for a little while.
Oh, yeah?
The chicken fingers were fine, but the fries were just a little bit old.
Mine were, too. Yeah, mine were, too. They weren't like, right out of the fryer, like they usually are.
Yeah.
So, they were fine. They were perfectly serviceable.
If you asked, would you say, listen, I want fries fresh out of the fryer? Would they do that for you, think? Or would they just be like, sure, we'll do that for you and bring you whatever is out?
I know that's a tricky question. I'm not sure if I want to risk it. But once again, I'm off the fries. This was just a one-time thing. Here's the thing.
If you're going to start April, you got to start April.
April. Well, I've been trying to lose a few pounds, and I've been playing with the diet as the week goes by.
Yeah.
And then weighing myself, and the last two weighs, I haven't lost an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel better.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to be working as on the weight thing. So I'm not. I feel like I, you know, I can't do half measures.
Mm-hmm.
So I may stop having beer during the midweek minute. I may just drink. I may do water on the Wednesdays and just have beer on the Saturday.
We'll see
if that works.
Listen, you do you, man. I'm doing it every other month.
I just want you to know I'm not abandoning you or anything. I'm just, yeah.
I hope you don't feel like I was abandoning you.
No, I did feel that way. I did feel that way. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
I'll make you feel bad about yourself. I'm just silently judging you over here as
my your judgment,
sucky water.
Your judgment means nothing to me. I feel alone, you know.
Mm.
Got no one to enjoy my alcohol with.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I started doing yoga.
Yeah. You said you did yoga today.
Yeah,
how's that working out?
It's actually pretty good, you know. I need more stretching in my life and balance anyways. Mm-hmm. And half an hour of yoga it's not cardio, so it's not like I'm losing weight or anything.
Right, right.
But I feel better after having done it. I feel more limber, and I think long term that's what I need now.
Yeah.
Just because I'm an old man.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
No, I dig yoga. That would be cool. It's just it's not going to help me because I have crappy balance. It doesn't matter what I do.
Mm.
I'm never going to have better balance.
Why do you say that? Have you tried training your balance? It's a thing like anything else, right?
Well, when I was at the old job working out and I'd go in the exercise room, we did like the stretch video a couple times a week and it involved the balance. My balance never got better. So I was just like, yeah, just one of those things.
It's so dependent on like small muscle groups.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
And your inner ear and stuff. I wonder if my poor vision doesn't have something to do with it too, but
maybe, you know, I don't know.
Part of some.
I don't know how,
you know, my
works.
Sense of smell is not good. So I think that's the overriding factor.
It seems to me like you are the anti-daredevil.
Balance has a lot to do with smell.
Hearing's going.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Taste's the only thing you gotta like.
No, my hearing is rock solid. It's funny. Like, I can hear everything, and my family acts like they can't hear a damn thing.
Wow, that's selective hearing is the thing. Yeah.
And my wife is downstairs, and she asks a question, and I hear it, and I respond, and she's like, ask it again. I said... I have to shriek for her to hear me.
I said,
but I can hear everything she says.
Yes.
So
it's the same thing. My wife constantly complains, like, you're talking to the TV, and I'm like, no, I'm talking right to you. It's not my fault. You've got the dishwasher going and the washing machine and the fan. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Well, I think my good hearing is problematic because my wife says I talk too low.
Hmm.
And I anticipate that's because I can hear everything, and so the tone of my voice to me
is loud.
It's a decent volume.
Well, stop yelling at me, Andy,
for other people to hear. But apparently not. Apparently, no one can hear me. So
I hear you perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well,
better when I have more bourbon.
See, plus your balance is better.
So if I were to switching topics, if I were to swap out my back door, would you help me? Would you come over and
help that? Of course
I
would. Of course I would.
Because it is it's definitely a two-man job.
Right, right.
And I could probably count on Finn to do it with me, but, you know.
Yeah.
Having somebody who's used some, like, power tools before and a Sawzall and that kind of stuff.
It's funny that I was watching, you know, my wife is out of town, so I got the TV, but I didn't really feel like watching much. I started watching Friend reruns. And mm-hmm. it was like the first
episode. Upstairs, downstairs? What are you doing? Are you sitting on the couch downstairs?
I was on the couch downstairs for Friends. Mm-hmm. I went upstairs and watched the end of Bloodhounds.
Okay.
Man, in the second to last episode, get jacked.
Is that because of all of the Friends?
Bloodhounds. Yeah, yeah.
I think of Chandler's just all...
The second to the last episode of Friends.
Is that because of streaming?
You would have got Rachel a lot faster if you got jacked. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think Rachel was
interested in his jackiness.
Yeah, I don't know. Like she went for a Magnum PI. So
yeah. I don't know. Oh no, wasn't that Courtney Cox that went for Magnum PI?
No, it was part of the show.
No, wasn't Courtney Cox's character the one that was?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Not yeah. Rachel.
Well, Rachel wasn't with Chandler.
Oh, okay, never mind. We're talking about two different things. I was thinking that when you were like talking about people getting jacked, I was like Ross would have gotten Rachel a lot faster if he got jacked.
Ross seems like the kind of guy who would have taken it out on the gym a couple of times a week. Like he could be obsessive. He had some issues.
Like, yeah, yeah.
His wife leaves him for another woman.
Yep.
Listen, it takes me a little while. I would probably put some work in at the gym after that.
But my point of my story about Friends is in the first episode, Ross has just gotten divorced from his wife.
Yes.
And so he's moving into his apartment, and they're talking about what they're doing. And he's like, well, Joey and Chandler are going to come over and help me put my furniture together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so Chandler's like, does anybody else want to come help? How about you, Phoebe? You want to come? She's like, I would, but I don't want to.
Phoebe's the best.
Yeah, that was one of the best lines. Yeah. And so you're like, you want to come help me put my door in? I would, but I don't want to.
It would be perfectly acceptable for you to say no.
No, I will give a hand. Always, what is that? It's a Letterkenny thing. If a friend asks for help, you give it to him.
Sure.
Yeah. So
yeah,
that's the rule in Letterkenny. 500 residents.
Yeah.
Helping each other out, except when they kick each other's ass.
I wonder what I could do. Like, I would just have to have a plan. Because I'd want to take it out from the outside,
mm-hmm.
and that basically means I'd have to remove all of the siding on that little alcove area
mm-hmm.
on that side. And I don't know if I'd want to put the siding back up. I think I'd rather do something else there.
Such as?
Maybe like faux brick or something?
Backsplash?
Tile
it. Yeah, I'll just
put some beadboard out there.
There you go. Why not? Of course,
it's all weather. Right?
That's what you need. Nothing stops it.
Beadboard.
Exterior carpeting.
Yes.
That fake grass. That's what you need.
Yes, my own putting green. Mm. It's a vertical putting green.
That's right. For Spider when Spider-Man comes over to hang out.
Yes.
Too bad you don't have a spider golf ball.
It's all like Velcro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's not going to roll very far.
No.
Yeah, that's the downside of the Velcro golf ball.
Yeah, so I would like to have a plan for what goes in its place on the outside.
I think that's wise, and always think about the most difficult part of this: the joints. Mm. Like your corners are still going to be hitting siding, so.
Yes.
How do you cover that up, right? Just some molding. Get a little molding.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind taking down all of the siding in the back at the patio because, like, that corner where the door is,
mm-hmm.
it gathers a lot of moisture.
Right.
And so it's got a lot of moss. Like, you just can't clean it.
Right.
And so it will need to be replaced anyways at mm-hmm. some point. And so... I wouldn't mind just doing, like, getting some faux brick and putting it entirely along the back of the house in those two areas.
How about cedar shingles?
Cedar shingles.
Hmm.
I don't know. Do those stay dry and avoid moisture and rot?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
I was about to say they do, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. I think their advantage is that insects don't like them.
Fuck them insects.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You don't have an insect
fork
problem.
Fork them insects.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't go outside enough to know whether I have an insect
Those
problem.
Insects could suck it.
They can suck it. Hopefully.
Wow. Yeah, this just sounds like a lot of work.
So, what's up
you? You getting a sliding door or are you going to get one of them French doors that open up?
No, we would just replace the song.
Ah, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah. What about you? What's up with Andy?
Just trying to get some, trying to clean up the back lawn. My project for the summer is to pull up the fence and move it back to the drainage ditch.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a bad tree. We called the city to come and cut it because it was on the other side of the fence.
They just laid it down?
There's an easement. No, they said it was our property.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said, no, you guys have to take care of it. It's your property.
It's our property.
I said, if it's my property, yeah, I'm going to move the fence back. We had a neighbor down there that a little further down the street that did that. And I didn't know whether they had, like, checked it out or whether they just built the fence back to the drainage ditch, to the easement. The easement was put in before they made a park behind us. So there's no need for the easement. The easement was so that the city could get to the drainage ditch if they needed to clean it out.
But now they have
access. Now there's a park that goes right to it, so you don't need our side of the ditch.
Mm.
So, and just between you and me, hopefully no one else finds out about this. On our podcast.
Don't worry, I'll edit it.
Well, there's a bunch of trees back there, and the guy from the city who came, he's an arborist, and he was like, you know, it's your property. And I was like, well, we probably put a fence up there. And he's like, well, you know, just as long as you know, I would love it if you could save the trees and not, like, take those out.
So you'd put the fence on the other side of the tree?
Right, which is about a foot into not my property.
Ah.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to risk it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, I'm not taking down those damn trees. That's just going to be thousands of dollars that. So, and it's nobody's using that land. It's the drain ditch. Plus, I have to give up part of my own land for the stormwater drain.
Mm.
So I figure they owe me like 6 inches.
So are you going to displace the hornet nest?
That's further down. I don't have to get into that.
The hornets are yellow jackets.
Yellow jackets. They're yellow jackets. Yeah, yeah. You're talking about my short pants again, aren't you?
It always comes back to the short pants.
It all comes back to that short pants. And why shouldn't it?
Well, if you need help, listen, I'm happy to help with that stuff.
But I have to try to figure out how to do it because the drainage ditch where I have to put the fence post is literally 2 feet down from the level of... And here's part of the problem is part of why I want to do that is because my back lawn is eroding from the slope into the drain.
Okay.
As it rains and the water runs down, it's been getting steeper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is before I got there, but you can kind of see how it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to put in the fence and maybe put down some retaining wall brick, and then I'm going to backfill that area and level it up a little bit.
Okay.
Not entirely level, but certainly a lot higher than it is now.
Mm.
And use the retaining brick to keep it from eroding anymore.
Yeah.
But to do that, once again, I need about 6 inches from the drainage ditch, so...
Okay.
I'm just going to do it.
You're going to take that extra 6 inches.
Yeah, and if somebody comes by and says, hey, that's not your property, I'm going to be like...
Prove it.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Like...
I said that storm drain is my property. How about you take that up? Take that out of there. Get it out of there. That's not. I don't need you to have that right there. Come on.
You want me to put? You want me to put that fence right across the storm drain?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it over there.
That's where I'm dropping all my garbage.
That's where I put all my soup.
That's right.
Just put all my stews right down
That's
there.
That's right. I'm not pooping in my bathroom anymore. I'm gonna go out there and poop in the storm drain.
What do you think I dropped my short pants for?
I would never do that. That storm drains the water source. I mean, that's terrible to pollute that stuff. I'm the only one who takes care of it. I go back there and clean the storm drain out once a year so that it doesn't clog up.
I do the same in ours in the corner here.
Yeah,
city. Like I got to pull up all the grass that grows down into
the
it.
Yeah, the dirt, all the stuff. All the stuff city out. Doesn't give a crap about that. I'm the one cleaning that out.
Yeah.
You know.
The city.
That's all right. They got other things to do. I don't want them tromping around back there behind my house anyway.
Yeah, so they might find out that you took an extra 6 inches.
Well, I'm
how would you measure 6 inches?
I took an extra 6 inches. You're darn right I did.
Well, that's what she said. I mean, I got to thinking about the door because, well, not only is my wife wanting... She's wanted to build she's wanted me to build...
A Florida room
out there.
No doubt.
But I don't like messing with things that are anchored into the roof.
Right.
Because That's just a, like, if you don't do that right, then it's just leaks everywhere. And it's a mess. And she'd like a Florida room out there that's just kind of, like, screened in.
Right.
And so we've kind of held off on doing anything with the door to figure out whether we can do that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would impact it, because you'd want to, like, mount it into the walls.
They sell those prefab things. And you would mount it under your roof.
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't be, there wouldn't be any issue.
I don't think my wife understands
mm-hmm.
that even if we just mounted it straight from the eave,
mm-hmm.
straight out, then it's going to take away all the light from those windows into the kitchen.
That's true.
Like, it is, like, the kitchen is going to be super dark from then on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be like, I can't see outside the window. Like, you know, she likes looking out the window and seeing the trees and that stuff. And I'm like, you aren't going to see any of that stuff.
Yeah, you'll
see the fence and, like, a little bit of sky. That's it. So, I don't know. But I started thinking about this because my dad bought that damn big window. And he's like, do you think you're going to be able to help me install this? I'm like, well, as long as it's not happening in June, then sure, I can, like, come over.
All right, what's going on in June? Just
I'm
too hot?
I'm out of the country.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, the Scotland trip.
Yeah.
Oh, so jealous.
Scotland and Portugal.
My damn damn it, having children. My son turning 21. My other son graduating from high school.
Yeah.
I don't know why I care about these things.
They don't care about you. Why doesn't Gemma want to go to the movies? Like, what's going on there?
Your son is not quite at Gemma level, but similar, right? Wouldn't he rather just sit in his room and play video games 24/7 if you would let him?
But if I asked him, like, hey, do you want to go see monkeys fighting with lizards? Sure.
How come he didn't come today?
Because he's in.
Oh, that's right. He's out of town. Yeah. No, Gemma never wants to do anything, really. Hmm. He's coming out a little bit more. Like, if we go to get sushi, he wants to go now.
Okay.
He used to, like, hate everything. Like, he didn't like any food except for ramen and other crap. But now he...
But if Xander... Like, you know Xander
and
wants
he's
to
like,
go out of
here. And Jim is like his mom, right? Like, mm-hmm. We took him for his birthday. The only place he likes to go, really, anymore is to sushi. So we're like, we'll go get sushi. And, you know, we go to the all-you-can-eat place. And like... I don't know, it's like $17 for the lunch menu and $27 for the dinner menu. Menu's got some more stuff on it, but the boys generally are... Xander likes sashimi, like just straight-up raw fish. Mm-hmm. Jim, not so much. He likes rolls and things, so... But he wanted... They had something on the dinner menu that he wanted, which was the roe, the little fish eggs. And
had he had it before? Did he know what it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, yeah, he kind of knew what it was. And that's what he wanted, and it was his birthday, so I said, yeah, we'll absolutely buy you the dinner menu. And that's the only thing on the dinner menu he got. Like, he got like rolls and shit, bullshit from the bread that would be on the lunch menu.
Could you have just bought some of that from, like on demand?
It probably would have ended up being $10 just for that anyway. So I was like, it's his birthday. I don't, you know. My wife was like, you are not going to eat enough of stuff off the dinner menu to make it worth that extra $10. And I'm like, it's his birthday.
It's $10.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's sushi. You can eat a lot of sushi.
But no, not him. And that was the thing. Like, did he eat enough for the $10?
Did he eat $30 worth of sushi?
No. No.
Really?
No. But it was...
Because you go to, like, the really nice sushi restaurants, mm-hmm. and that's, like, $65 per...
But once again, the point was it was his birthday. I was like, I am more than happy to pay an extra $10 so you can get the fish eggs.
Sure.
Even though you're only going to get... like four servings of them,
yeah.
And you know that's not going to cover the 10, but I don't care, that's fine.
But that's the only reason that he wants to get out of the house, like,
for the most part. Well, Mara got him tickets to the AJR concert, which they ended up canceling.
What was that?
Okay. Because it was supposed to be at the Scope. And when they got to this, when the band got to the Scope, they're like, this isn't big enough for our show, like, it's not going to fit in here, so they canceled it.
Okay,
yeah,
why, like. I didn't know they were coming back to town. Like
AJR?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like last week.
So they canceled it?
They canceled it, yep.
Last time they were at the Portsmouth Amphitheater or
whatever. Yeah, but that's open. That's open so they can do this, whatever stuff they need to do. I mean, Scope is enclosed, so I guess that makes it harder to do.
Aren't they about to destroy Scope? Aren't they going to tear that down and replace it with something else?
I hadn't heard that, but maybe. I don't know. Certainly it's possible.
It seems likely.
Yeah.
Like, that is an old venue.
It was weird. We had a friend her they were going to AJR, and they were really excited. Her daughter was very excited, and she, like, she texted us and said, my daughter has 102 temperature. Aww. And I was like, oh, that sucks for them, man. She was so excited about going. And then 2 hours later, oh, they're canceling the concert because it doesn't fit in the venue. I was like, man, this
wouldn't
is...
Wouldn't they scope that out beforehand? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. When we were on the 80s cruise during Sebastian Bach's Q&A, somebody had a question that got to the front, and they were complaining because he wasn't playing in some... He wasn't playing in the Canadian city that he was from.
Right.
And they were like, why wouldn't you play in, the city? This city. It's Toronto or something. It was one of the big ones. And he's like, well, here, let me just explain to you. We don't book the city. The city books us. Mm-hmm. It's up to them if they want us to come play. Like, I would absolutely play that city, mm-hmm. obviously, since
they
I'm
don't
from
want
there.
Me.
They didn't ask us to come. So that's how it works. That's so... Weird. It appears to be that it's not so much AJR like wants to come back to Hampton Roads. Hampton Roads
wants them to
wanted back. AJR to come back. The Scope wanted them to come back, so they booked them. And
I enjoyed that show when I went to see them.
Mary did too. Yeah. Yeah, and Jim didn't go to that one for
sure.
He didn't go because of COVID. He had tickets, and he couldn't go because of COVID.
During COVID? I thought this was after.
Nope. The Portsmouth one was because of COVID.
I don't remember because, I took Verity. That was her first concert we went to.
Oh, yeah, but you guys were super vaxxers. You probably went out and got the first vax you could.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean,
that's why they couldn't go, because they didn't have the vax yet.
But I didn't remember, I think I remember them, saying something about needing to show your vaccine card, but nobody asked for it.
Well, you don't know that until you,
Yeah, but, if I'd known, I would have just called them and been like, hey, you have tickets for the lawn, right? Like, don't you guys have annual passes or something to the lawn out there?
Not Portsmouth.
Oh.
No.
All right.
Virginia Beach.
Well, I enjoyed the concert. I don't know.
Mayor went.
I've listened
Mayor
to
had
some,
hers, so she went. But the boys couldn't go because they hadn't gotten theirs yet, so.
But I've listened to some other, more recent AJR stuff, and it's not as, catchy. It's not as interesting to me.
That's fine, as long as they play the old stuff and they put on the show.
Mm.
Jim was a fan, so he wanted to go to that. He's a big Green Day fan, so we bought him tickets. We bought the whole family tickets to the show in D.C.
Okay.
At the baseball park, the Nationals baseball park.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we're all going. It's in July, so we're all going there. So so he'll get out of the house. But here's the thing is. We're like, hey, you want to go see Green Day? Oh, yeah, I'd love to go see Green Day. When the day comes, he'll be like, do I have to go? I really want to play League of Legends for 78 hours.
But would he have a good time while he's there?
Normally he makes it,
It's a chore.
He makes it bullshit. We ignore him because he just mopes and makes it bullshit. So that's him. Whatever.
But he went to the, Galaxy Con.
He was okay
when he
at
was
Galaxy
there,
Con.
I saw him playing on his phone a lot.
that's
I
the
didn't
thing.
See him. I didn't see him actually interacting all that much.
No, no, he came to some of the stuff, but he knows if he goes there, he can go to the video game room and play, and that's what he did. There's some competition and stuff.
All right.
So he's down, and he, he likes shopping. I gave them some money. I said, just go blow it on something you wouldn't normally spend on yourself, because, this is how these guys make their living. So, and he went and bought a plexiglass Gengar picture.
It was the same one.
It was the same one we'd already given him. he came back with it. He's like, look at this. It was $80. It's just you realize you already have that. It's not, but this is plexiglass. The other was like a flag thing. And I was just like, okay.
If that dude, makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, dude, I don't know, man.
I started looking for Booster Gold cosplay to see what I could dress up as for next year.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I was thinking on the way over here?
Listen, if I showed up as Booster Gold, I would get a lot of people taking pictures with me. I guarantee you.
Probably so. Because there's no Booster Gold Funko Pop, is there? Or is there one?
The only Booster Gold you can have is the one if you buy it.
Yeah, the
with,
2
one.
So I'm going to start looking for a Funko Pop that could pass for Booster Gold that I can spray paint. boost your golden colors and give to you.
It's like Captain America. He's got the star on his chest.
Well, it has to have that weird goggly thing that he's got, and it's got to be able to show the hair.
There's nothing that looks like booster
gold. No, you would be surprised. You would be surprised. Like I'm thinking like a Nightwing.
No.
He's got to spray paint his hair
gold. I'm not a Funko Pop guy. Like, I don't have those kinds of things.
No, I just think it would be funny, because then you could put it on eBay, and you'd be like, the only Booster Gold Funko Pop in existence.
The only soul booster. You have to make a custom box.
I know, I would. I would. I could print one of those out. That would be great. Good Lord. A little DC symbol on it.
We don't need that.
I get so sued.
I still laugh at that one guy.
Those guys could suck it.
I still laugh at that one guy at that booth. He's like, who's Booster Gold? What's he part of?
When you asked somebody about it, and that's what they said?
Yeah, I asked. Oh. I went into, because I was, after you said that you wanted the Spock one, I went into every booth, and I was like, do you have any Spock? Do you have any Booster Gold?
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd be like, no, no Spock. Who's Booster Gold? Who's Booster? I'd be like, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Well, you call yourself a nerd.
Yeah.
You gotta stop
it. No, they're vendors.
You know every damn anime out there.
Well, it's hysterical.
The true heroes we have.
Yeah, it's hysterical because you ask them stuff like, do you have like Spock? And they're like, no, Spock is impossible to find. Like, they know that.
Yeah.
You know, there's like one Spock Funko Pop and it's not in existence anymore, really.
Yeah, but all of those places have like, you know, John Cena see-through. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. You can't get a Spock. Like, it seems like you would want to sell them.
They had one of the guys had, and it was like displayed special because it was a Ghost Rider on the motorcycle Funko Pop,
mm-hmm.
like in a long box.
All right,
it was like $60. I was like, I'd totally pay $60 for the Ghost Rider Funko Pop, but then we got busy and we had to leave, so I didn't get a chance to go back for it. But
yeah, because
I'll be looking forward to next year.
Nobody's.
I'll look forward to the Tidewater Comic Con.
It's not going to be the Tidewater Comic-Con. It won't be there.
Who knows?
Tidewater is... when is Tidewater Comic-Con?
It's in April, Mary. It was on... Xander Calendar mobbed me the other day.
With a bunch of...
Yeah, do you know that this is on this date, and this is on that date, and this is on this date? And I'm like, okay. Wait a second. Let me get my phone out and, like, put all this stuff down. So, Monsters on the Beach is the same weekend as Tidewater Comic-Con.
I remember.
And you know what? Oh, I do know when it is. It's May. It's the weekend of May 18th. You know why?
Why?
That's my wedding anniversary. Uh-huh. And Sandra's like, Monsters on the Beach and Tidewater Comic Con. And I said, oh, it's on the... Like, I said, it seems
How
like...
How does your mom feel about this?
I said, Mary, it seems like the best day to go would be on the 18th. She's like, you mean on our anniversary? And I was like, fuck. What the hell?
Yeah,
so no, I didn't say.
You're the one who had children.
I didn't say the F word. I said fart balls is what I said.
Shirt balls. Well, speaking of the dame, here she is.
There she is.
She's here to tell us.
She's telling me how upset she is that I said, can we have our anniversary on the Friday?
Well, my thick ass finger is gone.
Ah,
so
very good.
Did
you just have the one thick ass finger?
I just had the one.
Nicely done, man. Way to control yourself.
I'm trying to be better about this stuff. Yeah.
I think it's wise.
All right, so the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I've been Doink.
And I have been Da-Doink, Da-Doink.
Doink. Da-da-da-da-da.
I'm putting a little extra on that.